Okay, here's read number one. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Seven of the eight Democratic candidates for governor met for a candidate forum last night in Madison. Kelda Royce said she would eliminate corporate giveaways like the Foxconn deal. Tony Evers criticized Scott Walker for refusing to visit Wisconsin prisons. Matt Flynn said Tony Evers would not be a strong candidate against the governor. And Mike McCabe said he would stop spending public money on vouchers for private schools. The primary election is Tuesday. Okay, here's read number two. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. The Wauwatosa Common Council, by a vote of 9-4, approved a plan to build a three-story apartment building where an historic log cabin now stands. Opponents of the development say the new building would change the fabric of the neighborhood on West Wauwatosa Avenue. And today is day 8 of the Wisconsin State Fair, and today is Throwback Thursday. Fairgoers can get in for half price until 6 p.m. today. Tonight's headliners on the main stage are the Temptations and the Four Tops. Okay, here's read number three. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Federal prosecutors in Milwaukee are attempting to take $2 million in cash and $1.8 million in gold coins from people charged with selling marijuana and money laundering. The indictment filed Tuesday names two people from Milwaukee and 10 others from Virginia and California. The attorney for the two from Milwaukee called the decision to prosecute irrational, arbitrary, invidiously discriminative, and punitive, given that marijuana possession, sales, and use are legal in many states and that Americans invest in the stock of marijuana companies. Okay, here's read number four. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Former Milwaukee County Supervisor Peggy West pleaded guilty yesterday to election fraud. The historic Oriental Theater on Milwaukee's east side will reopen tomorrow after being closed for renovations. Tonight is the first game of the preseason for the Packers. They'll play the Tennessee Titans at Lambeau Field. And the Brewers beat the Padres 8-4 last night. The series finale against the Padres is today at Miller Park. Okay, here's the forecast. Outside this afternoon, mostly sunny, a 40% chance of rain, temperatures in the mid-80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs in the upper 70s. And for Saturday, sunshine with highs in the low 80s. You're listening to Resistance Radio. You're listening to Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network. Okay, and here is my promo for my show on Sunday. Hey, this is Stu Daniels, host of Stu Man PM, politics and music heard every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. here on Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network. Voters go to the polls on Tuesday to decide who will be the next sheriff of Milwaukee County. Joining me this Sunday on Stu Man PM is candidate for sheriff Ernell Lucas. We'll be talking politics, we'll be talking music. Stu Man PM, Sundays 4 to 6 p.m. here on Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network.